Texas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio at a forum in Malaysia says he echoes what President Trump has said, that he is both frustrated and disappointed that further progress hasn't been made on ending the war in Ukraine with further drone and missile strikes overnight. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. Tony Evers has the support of Congressman Mark Pocan when seeking a third term as governor. The 3rd District Democrat says that Evers' recent work with legislative leaders on the state budget shows why he's fit for another term.
The fact that he's protected largely K-12 with a legislature that does not want to support him on it, and the other things he's done, yeah, I think he is the most quintessential Wisconsin politician I have ever seen, and I hope he runs.
The 73-year-old Evers said he'd decide on running again within the next few weeks. Newly released crime statistics from the Milwaukee Police Department show a 13% increase in homicides over the same period of last year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says too many criminals have access to guns. There were 61 homicides in the city by the end of June last year. They've been 69 so far this year. Police say the good news is that auto thefts and carjackings have decreased from last year. That's your news. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid 80s. If you haven't tried Grandpa's barbecue sauce yet, what are you waiting for? This stuff is amazing. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. Get some today. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Going on 8:02 on a beautiful Thursday morning. We're looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from the Saucony Fair tonight, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. as well. We enjoy being out there in this beautiful weather. A flock of seagulls, Iran, so far away on Max FM.
I'm so far. Other stations play the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:09 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a look at our weather forecast for today. It's currently pretty nice outside. We are keeping tabs. It is going to be partly sunny. Chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high of 83. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances increase. Mostly cloudy with a low of 67. On Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy with a high of 86. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are possible, partly sunny, high of 83. Sunday, sunny and beautiful with a high of 83. Looking ahead to next week, we're going to start warming up a little bit. We'll see highs in the upper 80s, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the week. So, yes, we see a warming trend in our future after Sunday. Currently 67 degrees and partly cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, where Emily and I are broadcasting live from this morning. Emily, it's a beautiful morning out there.
It is. It's pretty mellow on the square. Yesterday morning was a little more busy by this time. Usually people get kind of seem to get moving around here about the 8 o'clock hour. But today's really mellow. It's quiet, but it's beautiful. I mean, the square is so picturesque, right? It just looks like something out of a, I don't know, like it could be on a postcard, right? For the area. It's really just quite lovely. So if you don't get down to the Baraboo Square, you know, much, give it a shot. It's a lot of fun. There's so much stuff going on down here. There's the farmers markets on Wednesdays and Saturdays. There's the night market inside the Weicker Great Day building. That is next week, Thursday, during the concerts on the square. There's just so much stuff going on. Of course, the Sauk County Fair is also not on the square, but it is in Baraboo. We were there hanging out yesterday. It was a lot of fun. That's going on all week, so don't miss that. There's just always something to do to celebrate summer around here.
Yeah, there most definitely is, and we will be broadcasting live again, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Sauk County Fair from the Circus World Museum, Big Red Wagon, right off Washington Avenue. We will be giving away at least one pair of tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers. We will give you details this afternoon on how you win those tickets. We look forward to seeing everyone at the Sauk County Fair. Now, we know that it's Amazon Prime Days this week, and believe it or not, Emily, I've not bought anything on Amazon.
Me neither.
You know?
I kind of forgot about that. I do have some things on my list, so maybe now that you reminded me, I'll see if those things... I don't really know much about Prime Days. Does it just means everything's discounted or what?
A bunch of things are discounted during Prime Day, and I say Prime Days because it goes 4 days. Today's the last day, but... you know, I've not bought anything anywhere. Well, except food last night at Sauk County Fair. That was delicious.
Well, I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Yes. And so, again, I ate properly. I was very proud of myself. No funnel cakes or anything like that. But, yeah, some great food again.
Oh, you've got 3 more days for those.
I know. I was going to say, I'm probably not going to get through today without getting something that's not exactly nutritious. But, yeah, stop on out to Sauk County Fair. 4-H booth had some great wraps. That wrap Aaron Crenno had last night looked delicious.
Yeah.
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, stop by, support the 4-H. We have the Farm Bureau over there, Baraboo Fire Department, Baraboo Elks Lodge. And so stop on out and support all of our local groups. Now, we're going to get back into the Amazon thing. You've heard about brushing. It's an online shopping scam where people get packages sent to them with random crap inside. And it might seem fun, but this lady is not about happy with what's happening to her, Emily.
No, she is not happy. We're talking about a woman in San Jose, California. She's been getting hundreds, not just a few, but hundreds of Amazon packages over the past year. And they all contain the same thing. Get this, something I don't know that anyone needs at all. You definitely don't need 100 of them. Oversized fake leather car seat covers, which were made in China. They're scattered all over her property, and she can't fit her car inside her garage anymore. And she also refused delivery on hundreds more. So what's happening? Like, how is she handling this, Dave?
Well, and she's repeatedly complained to Amazon, but they've given her the runaround. They promised the deliveries would stop, but they didn't. They told her to dispose of the boxes herself or donate them. Mm-mm. But the woman said she couldn't afford to do that, and no charity wants hundreds of fake leather seat covers, Emily. And this is the thing. Can you imagine? She can't get into her garage. I'm thinking of, like, you know, the Santa Claus movies where Tim Allen has all the packages from a certain company land in his living room. He can't even walk through the living room. And this is what I almost envision is this poor lady's yard is full of these boxes from Amazon. And she said, stop, I don't want this. And what would you do at this point? Look at what this lady decided to do after getting hundreds of fake leather seat covers from Amazon, and they just wouldn't stop getting them.
Well, that's a really frustrating position to be in because Amazon is just such a, you know, monster big business that it's probably difficult to get the right department on the phone to help you. So I don't know what I would do, but what she did was she contacted the local news. And they looked into it. It turns out that the Amazon seller was in China and they randomly put her address in the return address because then they wouldn't have to pay for these large boxes sent all the way back. Once the woman's story aired on the news, Amazon finally sent a truck to her house to pick up all the boxes and they've supposedly taken care of the issue. So she never receives any more. Now, there's a couple things about this that I have feelings on. One, I don't really understand the scam. Maybe I just don't. I don't know what brush it. I've never heard of this before. So somebody's going to have to enlighten me. Two, I love that the local news still has that much, power, if you will. Maybe that's the wrong word, but that they are able to really help people with, you know, once things get on the news, and that's when big business will act. So I do appreciate that.
Well, okay, so what it is, it's a scam is what it comes down to, because it's called brushing, and they were using her address as a return address, so that way the boxes didn't have to be sent all the way back to China. It's basically a scam to get around Amazon's international policy. Now, we have some audio of this lady who received these hundreds of packages, and here's a homeowner talking about getting all those packages from Amazon.
It started with one package, and I was like, it's got my address, but it's not for me. And I went to my neighbors, and I was like, oh, you know, did somebody accidentally put the wrong last digit? Nobody knew what it was. Oftentimes, the amount it costs to return it is about more than 50% of what they paid for it. And every time I was absolutely assured, this will stop. You won't get any more of these packages. You'll hear from us within 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, so that's crazy. I was a homeowner talking about receiving hundreds of fake leather seat covers. So she did eventually get it taken care of. She had contacted local news, which you do hear about that happening as you contact some of these TV stations. They'll investigate why things are happening. And so, yeah, it was basically trying to get around the international policy that Amazon has. And it's crazy. And the seller was based out of China. So that was the other part of it that made this a little bit more interesting, too, is that Amazon, yeah, okay, we'll help you, but they didn't. It took contacting the local news before she finally got all of those seat covers to stop coming. And, you know, I've heard that the Prime Day sales are down a little bit, and maybe that's because Emily hasn't went shopping yet. That's the only thing I can think of.
Why they're down. I don't think so. I do like to order things on Amazon here and there, because I find that there's little things on my list that back in the day I'd be like, oh, I still need to go get that little thing. And I'm talking about something real little, like super glue or something like that, where it's always kind of on this side list of things that like I need for the house. And I don't care for shopping. And so I don't really like to spend a bunch of time doing errands for little needs like that. But with Amazon, I can do it in like a hot second and it shows up and then I have something that I need. I don't shop for enjoyment, though. I do not care to just buy things. That makes me actually feel a little bit like anxious, because it's like, oh, I didn't even know that I wanted all that stuff until I started looking at it. So I kind of try to stay away from that because I don't really love it. So definitely not affecting Amazon in the big picture here. That's
okay,
not me.
Just checking. Yeah, no, I get the shopping thing. Wendy knows how much I love going shopping. And so we had to do a little bit of shopping last week and while we were off for the holiday. And so we did go shopping, get some shorts and stuff like that, because with my current status, it's easier to wear shorts. And so that's just simply how it is. And then so we needed a few more. And it works out, but I hate shopping. I do want to take a moment and mention the Baraboo Water Utility is replacing a water service on the 500 block of 2nd Avenue. 2nd Avenue is closed from Center Street to Summit Street today until 2 p.m. Traffic is detoured north on Summit Street and Center Street to 3rd Avenue. The block of Summit and Center Street are posted no parking, so no posting or parking in that area. So again, Baraboo Water Utility has 2nd Avenue closed in the 500 block. So 500 block 2nd Avenue is closed. Avoid that area. There's a detour route with Summit and Center Street, or you can avoid that route completely and just go through another part of Baraboo. So please give those workers time to do all that work. We appreciate them getting that taken care of. It's no fun when you have to deal with water main issues by any means.
Nope. It's nice that we do get those notices here and we're able to share that with you guys in real time. That's what's so awesome about live radio, especially in the morning, so we can have a little help to make your day easier.
Exactly. And if you do ever have a closure like that or things you need to pass along, you can email info@max.fm or you can text us, but the email is a preferred way as event cancellations and so forth come up. And we do monitor a lot of our social media channels. I do not monitor my social media during the morning show because I'm focused on the morning show. So the email is the best option. I do keep that in the studio with me. And you can always text us as well, 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Media app as well. Emily, you and I are going to take a brief break. We'll be back at 8:30 for a few moments. Then we got calendar days at 8:40.
Sounds like a plan.
Here is Aerosmith. We're going to talk about what it takes with Aerosmith on Max FM.
you or find another man. Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feelings start to fade away. Oh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside. And you're back on the street like you didn't miss a beat, yeah. Tell me what it takes.
Lost everything, it was good in your life to the
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave Nemley, 8:27 on a beautiful Thursday morning in downtown Baraboo. And it's Thursday. You know what that means, Emily?
It's my favorite day.
It's your favorite day of the week, and concerts on the square.
Yes.
Natty Nation going to be here tonight, 7 p.m.
I've seen them so many times, so many different places. I love that they're going to be downtown Baraboo. They are such a fun band to see, so relaxed, such great reggae music, and they've just got such a long history in the Wisconsin area. They are... they're just good guys. Like, I know some of them. They're good. They're just good people.
Yeah, it's going to be a great concert. We are monitoring the weather, obviously. There's a possibility of some rain in the forecast. If they do have to move it, they'll move it to the Al Ringling Theater. We'll provide updates as well, so we'll have updates on social media as well. So keep tabs on that. Again, we're broadcasting live, Sauk Honey Fair, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. We're looking forward to that. If there is lightning, unfortunately, we will not be at that location because we do follow the proper safety protocols for our staff here. But our plan is to be there starting at 3 p.m. And obviously, if we do have to move locations, we'll hop to our studio location and continue the broadcast. That's our plan. Wendy's joining me today around 5 p.m., so she'll be on with me today and tomorrow. We may have some other special guests. You never know who's coming through the area from the Civic Media Organization, Emily.
Ooh. Yeah, sometimes people just pop in and like they don't want to join the party. So, okay, yeah. Great. We had a good time yesterday. This was planned, but we knew Aaron Carreno was coming in. It was so nice to be. It was me and Dave and Aaron hanging on the circus wagon, chit-chatting. Aaron quizzed us on some fair facts in terms of things that we like to snack on at the fair and other business about, you know, being at the fair and enjoying the fair. And that was super fun. All of this was completely ad-libbed. Like, I mean, it was off the top of our head, from our hearts, and sometimes... a little squirrely.
Oh, yeah. When I'm out live on location, I mean, I am so in my nature element. Yep. I mean, having so much fun. I mean, it's a show in itself. So stop by, say hi. Coming up, we are going to lick our community calendar and sports on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and the lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
It's time to relax, enjoy some sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Natty Nation from 7 to 9. Critically acclaimed outfit Natty Nation is a collective of spiritual warriors. The group describes themselves as hard roots rock reggae because in addition to their honest and authentic roots reggae foundation, their embracing of soul, rock, and funk is undeniable. Sponsorship info at BaraboOConcerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
The Brewers dominated the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a night off after a dramatic 3-2 win over the Dodgers in extra innings, over 33,000 fans in the stands. Milwaukee with great pitching this week from Peralta, Mizorowski, and Jose Quintana to complete the sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana just stepped up. He wasn't going to be outdone by anyone. Gave us 6 innings, 2 hits or something like that. And the whole bullpen with McGill, Uribe, Koenig, Anderson, Mears, Ashby.
The Brewers closer, Trevor McGill, found out he's headed to the All-Star game next week. I asked Dodgers manager Dave Roberts what he thought the Brewers are doing best.
It's a team that play defense really well. Offensively, they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid 60s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid 80s. If you haven't tried Grandpa's barbecue sauce yet, what are you waiting for? This stuff is amazing. Sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. Get some today. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7% hiss.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. We're going to celebrate calendar days for Thursday, July 10th. As a reminder, Max FM will be live on location. We're broadcasting from the Saucony Fair, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Big Red Circus Wagon. Stop by, say hi. You have a chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers at the Crystal Grand. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets. Be listening after 3 to find out what you need to do to win those tickets. I'm going to have some of those were given away today, along with some other fabulous prizes. Also, if you want to be hooked up with Max FM swag, you need to have the free Soak Media app installed on your mobile device. Show that to me. I'll give you Max FM swag. 3 p.m. today at the Sauk County Fair. Again, Thursday, July 10th, calendar days. And the first one I noticed on here is something that's very important to me. Very near and dear to my heart. Our good friend Amanda was talking about how important the organ donation was and transplant. And today is Transplant Financial Coordinator Day. And this is something that's very important because Transplant Financial Coordinator Day is observed. And it's something that is July 10th. And it was established by the Board of Directors of Transplant Financial Coordinator and has raised awareness about transplant financial coordinators and patients going through organ transplant process. This day aims to provide factual financial information to patients and their families with maximizing the reimbursement for transplant centers and transplant care. So again, something that was the most important thing on our calendar days today. There's nothing more important than that for me today, Emily, as you can hear me getting a little emotional about that.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that. And there's a lot of focus on that that aspect that we can bring forth and teach people about. So I do appreciate that that is focused today on July 10th. There's some other ones I feel are really important here. Don't step on a bee day. I really like that one. It sounds kind of goofy, but honestly, I know that, you know, humans have their fear of bees. Nobody likes bee stings. It's just not great. Oh, Dave is one of them. He's giving me a lot of nods and big gestures right now. My dad, too, he's like deathly allergic to bees. So I get the fear. I also need to know and let people know that, you know, the bees go away, the birds go away, the flowers go away, all the things go away. So we do need to care for our bees.
Well, I stepped on a yellow jacket once, barefoot. Most miserable experience of being stung by a bee ever. So, yeah. You don't want to step on a bee.
Don't step on a bee. I can top you with the most miserable experience of stepping on a bee. I was waiting at a bus stop, probably, oh, I don't know, age 12 or 13 or so. And I was laughing at something that someone said. And, you know, when you laugh loudly, you have a big, deep intake of breath.
Yes.
Well, I inhaled a bee and it stung me in the back of the throat. And at that time, I didn't know, you know, because my dad is so deathly allergic. I didn't know what kind of reaction I would have. I was fine. I mean, my throat swelled up, but you don't know if it's going to mess with your airways. I had no idea. I was very scared, but I was okay. But it is scary. Bee stings are not great, but we need to keep the bees around. So if if bees are bothering you, I would say move to a different location because swatting at them, trying to kill them, you're just going to upset them and then they're going to probably sting
you. They're going to be angry and you don't want to injure the bees because it's very important as part of our ecosystem. Also, something very important is National Pet Bedding Hygiene Awareness Day. It's all about highlighting the importance of keeping your pet's bed and sleeping areas clean. And so,
well, I got a problem with that right now because my dog is gotten himself into some things and he has white, fluffy, kind of spiky hair. And whatever he gets his face into shows up on his hair, on his face. And he's looking not quite white right now, just saying.
No. But he's kind of a nice time. Gray dog.
Yeah.
Looks like he had some
maybe
fun.
Maybe he just wants to dye his hair. I don't know. But he's not looking, yeah, he's looking a little, you know. Anywho, he's been living his best life and it just shows up because he's got white fluffy hair. And that's all right. What's the other one that I wanted to, pick blueberries day. I really like that one. Blueberries, again, we talked about them earlier this week. They are a super food. They are so good for your brain. They are good for your immune system. So, you know, if you get a chance to go pick some, it's lovely. I picked a bunch of raspberries the other day. It's not quite the same experience because you talk about getting stung. I mean, boy, those thorns on raspberries are pretty serious. But if you get a chance to pick any berries and eat them, berries are so very good for you. Blueberries being probably some of the best in terms of health benefits. So, yeah, go enjoy.
Most definitely. It is also National Kitten Day today.
Oh, that picture is killing me.
Look at that picture of that kitten. Who doesn't love an adorable kitten? Their big heads, giant eyes, tiny pink paws, noses, and adorable meows that they make. And we cannot resist her cute and furry charm. So we're celebrating National Kitten Day. As a reminder, if you are looking for adoptable animals, you can go to the Saucony Humane Society, saucomane.org. Fill out that adoption form ahead of time and then go over and check out all the adoptable animals. Please consider animal adoption.
Absolutely. There was that one beautiful dog, Nina. Have you heard any updates?
Did she get adopted? No updates, not yet.
I just love her. I wish I could take another animal home. I got a lot going on already in the house. One being this little fluffy dog that always throws himself in the trash and comes out different colors. So yeah, I got a lot, a handful of those. And I got kittens still that are, you know, they're getting up towards 3 years old, but we've had them since day one. They were born under our porch, so we took care of them with the whole milk and the little eyedropper deal. And so, yeah, I got a lot. But yeah, Nina from the Saucony Humane Society, look her up. If you are thinking about adopting a pet, please lean into checking out Nina. She's lovely. She's been in the shelter way too long.
Yeah, let's get her out of there. It's also Teddy Bear Picnic Day. It is celebrated every year on July 10th, and almost every individual had a teddy bear sometime in their lifetime. They've been loyal companions throughout their childhood. And the unofficial holiday is largely celebrated in Canada, also the United States, Australia, and some parts of Europe. So you take your teddy bear on a picnic. You see this young child there with their teddy bear. And
it's really sweet. And they could go to Wyoming for a picnic with their teddy bear because today's National Wyoming Day. I love that. Wyoming is absolutely gorgeous. I spent a little more time in the Montana part of that part of the country, but it, you know, borders with Wyoming. And I did get across the border there a couple times, and it is just breathtaking. So if you've never been, and you're able, plan a trip out west. Go check out Wyoming. It'll change your life. I mean, everything's just big. There are big mountains, big sky, big everything.
Yes, they are. And so that wraps up everything for calendar days. We do want to remind everybody about the Saucony concerts on the square tonight. Natty Nation, 7 p.m. Now, if we do have inclement weather, that will be moved into the Al Ringling Theater. That's the backup location. They're planning to have it outside, but obviously we do have that chance of showers and thunderstorms that increases in late afternoon into the evening. We will continue to monitor that system as we do have a live broadcast at the Saucony Fair. That's from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Big Red Circus Wagon right off of Washington Avenue. Emily, we had so much fun out there yesterday. That time flew by.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it was a full afternoon of activity, but we had so many, you know, listeners come up saying hello. We had friends and family popping through. We had Aaron Carena was with us. Rhonda was with us. So we had, I mean, it felt just like, you know, like a little party. It was really fun. It was really great. It's great to be able to be live with our coworkers at a special event like the Saucony Fair. So that's going on through Sunday. So come and check us out. We'll be back down there 3 o'clock today, broadcasting live.
Yeah, you can't miss this Big Red Circus Wagon again. You walk in the Washington Avenue entrance, look left, there we are. Right across from our location where we were at last year, pretty much. And we get such a great view from where we're at now. I love our new location.
Yeah, there's some good people watching going on. And what I saw, Dave, was a lot of people having a lot of fun.
I did. I mean, there was a lot of people there last night.
There was.
I was surprised at
it
the crowds
like
last night.
It was full and busy and active, and the weather was beautiful. That's going to help people come down. So it sounds like there might be a little inclement weather, maybe, but don't let that stop you. Go check it out. You know, people will be informed if anything's going to change with the fair or with the concerts on the square tonight. That's what we're here for. So, yeah, enjoy your summer, folks. Get out there and have a good time.
Most definitely. And then, Emily, you will be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. And we look forward to that. I'll stay on with everyone till 11. Then I'm going to take a little bit of a break. And then I'm heading to the Saucony Fairgrounds again. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun day, a very busy day. So, yes, I'll be out there again, 3 p.m. today. Rhonda will be out there with me for a little while. Wendy, not sure who else is joining us. You never know. So stop by, say hi. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
It's time to relax, enjoy some sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Natty Nation from 7 to 9. Critically acclaimed outfit Natty Nation is a collective of spiritual warriors. The group describes themselves as hard roots rock reggae because in addition to their honest and authentic Roots Reggae Foundation, their embracing of soul, rock, and funk is undeniable. Sponsorship info at baraboo concerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking Durrell beers on a Friday. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Iowa Waste Reduction Center will be hosting a free composting workshop on Friday, August 8th from 2 to 5 at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. Come and get your hands dirty while learning how to make and use compost. Visit iwrc.uni.edu for information.
Fireside Cabins wants you to enjoy the Sauk County Fair. Coming soon, Baraboo's newest place to unwind, Fireside Cabins Wine and Beer Bar. Watch their social media for details and opening hours of the bar and see progress on their cabins. Go to FiresideCabinsWI.com.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.